This time, I'd like to convene a public comment session. The procedures of the board allow for public comment session during each meeting. Each speaker is allotted 5 minutes to address the board. There are no substitutions for speakers. Before the speaker begins, I should mention that the tradition of the board has been to listen closely to what speakers have to say and ask questions only as necessary. I'm sure that the speaker is happy to avail himself outside of the board meeting for a question and answer session as appropriate. We appreciate the fact that we have guest speakers today, and we look forward to hearing from them. So, So I'd like to call on Heidi Zimmerman. Please take the podium.
Testing, okay. Good afternoon, Board of Trustees. Thank you for this valuable opportunity for open public comment. I'm very happy to be here today. My name is Heidi Zimmerman. I'm a Chicagoan and the mother of a UIC senior student athlete, Allison Broad. Because of gymnastics, my daughter passed up other schools' academic scholarships and even direct admit to a PT program. She passed those up in order to continue with the sport she loves at the Division I level without a scholarship here at UIC. Because of gymnastics, my daughter has had an unparalleled college experience here, even earning a research internship at Pepperdine University this last summer. Because of gymnastics, I now have so much gratitude for the world-class education offered here at UIC. Less than 15 miles from my home. This is a university that Allison and every single member of her gymnastics team would not have experienced had it not been for UIC offering a gymnastics program. And so I'm here to talk to you about the decision UIC made in August to drop men's and women's gymnastics. My daughter is a senior, so why am I here? Because cutting something this big deserves thoughtful decision-making and execution, too. And I'm not seeing it, just not seeing it. Students were harmed, students deserve better, and frankly, parents expected more from UIC. Decision-makers need to know this, and I'm still optimistic that people want to right wrongs. I'm also afraid UIC is being seen in a negative light. Some extremely talented students have already transferred, and there will be more. I understand that college athletics in general is at a crossroads. With the enticement of March Madness crowds and dollars, some schools are dropping sports, thereby limiting opportunities for students. The question is UIC athletics blindly jumping into an arms race of spending, or as a public research university, will UIC Athletics have a strategic plan, perhaps even embracing its unique athletic diversity, history, and opportunity, and sharing this plan with the stakeholders? At the November board meeting, a board member asked for clarity from UIC Athletics on this issue. And there's a maddening lack of clarity around this entire issue. Students' lives and dreams were shattered, and there was no published strategic plan. This sad story has been told in the news, and UIC is very much in the public eye on this issue. Across the nation, NCAA teams from Stanford to Nebraska, Michigan to Harvard, Yale, Brown, and beyond have posted poignant and energetic videos in the Flip the Decision campaign to urge UIC to reinstate gymnastics. Countless gymnastics clubs, which feed into college gymnastics, have posted Flip the Decision videos on social media. On change.org, over 20,000 people have signed the petition to flip the decision. Even the USAG Olympic community has contacted UIC Athletics to flip the decision. I've been to 4 women's gymnastics meets this year already, and at each one, the opposing teams were wearing UIC supportive t-shirts or had posted signs throughout their gym urging UIC to reinstate gymnastics. Meanwhile, UIC student athletes in other sports have reportedly been squelched and sadly told not to get involved. As you are aware, cutting collegiate sports reduces student opportunities, has long-lasting effects on colleges, can harm students and communities, and therefore should be made thoughtfully. Students, alumni, and parents have been questioning the due diligence behind this decision. Imagine getting that rug pulled out from under you in August if you were a freshman, sophomore, junior, and even a senior. 3 months after the announcement, UIC Athletics posted a photo of the women's gymnastics team on their website with the following caption, quote, "Join us on November 27th as we celebrate #GivingTuesday by donating to the UIC Women's Gymnastics Scholarship Fund at givingtuesday.uic.edu. There was no mention that that gymnastics program had been cut. Within the prestigious academic community, UIC is a relative newcomer with a short history. Gymnastics has been a unique part of that 70-year history from the beginning, and the reason UIC got into Division I. And the only college in Chicago offering this thrilling spectator sport. Will UIC simply extinguish this flame and ignore student and alumni voices when there are so many unanswered questions? I implore you to take up this issue, please, and see if we can reinstate UIC gymnastics. Thank you."
Thank you, Mrs. Zimmerman. I'd like to call up Nicolas Robledo to the podium if he's here.
Good afternoon. My name is Nicolas Robledo. I'm an undergraduate student at the University of Illinois at Chicago. I'm a student coordinator with Yes Supply Illinois, the student-led coalition at UIC focused on advancing the University of Illinois mission of access, equity, and inclusion by working with administrators, legislators, and community leaders to help us abolish all questions about past convictions from the University of Illinois admissions process. I'm a policy coordinator with the Roosevelt Institute at UIC, a nonpartisan student policy and advocacy organization, and an undergraduate student senator in the UIC Faculty Senate. But more than any of these positions, I'm a Chicago Public Schools graduate from Chicago's Southeast Side who, like countless other students, chose to attend UIC because I believe in our university's mission of serving this city, this state, and all of its communities. Today, I'm going to talk about one of the most pressing and often ignored issues facing not only UIC, but the entire University of Illinois system. As of today, the official non-discrimination statement of the University of Illinois system reads as follows. "The University of Illinois will not engage in discrimination or harassment of any person because of race, color, religion, sex, national origin, ancestry, age, order of protection status, genetic information, marital status, disability, sexual orientation, including gender identity, unfavorable discharge from the military, or status as a protected veteran. Missing from this non-discrimination statement are protections for the formerly incarcerated. As a public institution, we have made great strides in protecting the rights of our students, staff, and faculty, and building bridges of opportunity to our surrounding communities. But we have more work to do. More work to do for our neighbors and friends and colleagues who are formerly incarcerated. In Illinois, 47% of adults have a criminal record. The criminal justice system has failed many of our fellow Americans, particularly our neighbors in the African-American and Latino communities. African-Americans and Latinos make up about 32% of the U.S. population, but 56% of all incarcerated people. Currently, all schools in the University of Illinois system ask applicants about their past conviction records except for UIC's Graduate College, which removed the question in 2016 after a thorough investigation by the UIC Faculty Senate found these questions to be invasive, humiliating, and wholly unnecessary. These questions deter people from applying to our school. Studies have shown that the very presence of such questions have a chilling effect on students with conviction records. These questions turn away many folks that would benefit most from a college education. You, as Board of Trustees, have the obligation to support the people of Illinois. By adding this non-discrimination clause, you can support formerly incarcerated people to live positive and productive lives. As undergraduate students and as student advocates in the Yes Apply Coalition, our strength lies in the relationships that we build across campus organizations and the alliances that we have built in the name of supporting our students with records and the vision that we have for our campus and university system to make higher education more accessible and inclusive for everyone. Moreover, as members of this university system, our strength lies in the challenges we are willing to endure for the sake of a better future for all of our stakeholders. We have the power to change educational policy in the state of Illinois for the better, and we will do so for the better, so that we can tell our colleagues, our friends, our constituents, and our children that we stood firmly in support of access, equity, and inclusion, even when it was difficult to do so. Board of Trustees members, I ask as a representative of the UIC undergraduate student body and as a Chicagoan to provide protections against discrimination for formerly incarcerated people and the University of Illinois Non-Discrimination Clause, and to uphold our mission as a public university and to continue fighting for greater access, equity, and inclusion in our university system. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Robledo. I'd like to call Helen Randolph to the podium. Okay, I would like to, forgive me if I mispronounce this, but Wol Adeyowe. Okay, I'd like to call Brittany Hudson to the podium. Okay, that ends our public comment session. We are going to take a short recess of about 20 minutes, and we can all come back in 20 minutes. Thank you.